yesterday, before the Mavericks lost to the Heat 106-85, Jason Terry spoke with Fox Sports Florida and started pimping himself to the Miami Heat. Quote, "Miami is definitely a title contender, for sure. Pat Riley's a great guy, and what he's done with the organization is tremendous. No question. They need a veteran shooter, a guy who can score besides LeBron and Dwayne Wade, and they know they can count on. I'm a guy that's been in this league 13 years, averaging 15 points a night. Easy. Off the bench or the starting lineup, it doesn't matter. So I think I'd be an asset to them." Close quote. This is worse than what LeBron James did before the Miami Heat went to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I thought this was ridiculous on LeBron's part, trying to placate to the Cleveland fan base, trying to kiss their rear end, and more importantly, disrespectful to the team that bailed him out of Cleveland.
I think it would be great. I mean, it would be fun. You know, to play in front of these fans again. You know, I had a lot of fun times, like I said, my 7 years here. But, you know, can't predict the future. You know, hopefully I'll continue to stay healthy. You know, I'm here as a Miami Heat player, and I'm happy where I am now. But I don't rule that out. And if I decide to come back, hopefully the fans will accept me.
That's really, really bad. You're in year two of your deal, and you're trying to win a championship, and you're already being thought of as someone who is unstable upstairs. This is worse, in my opinion. The Dallas Mavericks have not disrespected Jason Terry. They feature him as the second most important player on their offense. The Mavericks have paid Jason Terry handsomely over the years for not being a starter, and they have allowed him to run his mouth over and over and over and over and over again, including a couple of weeks ago when he said he was auditioning for the other teams in the league. And Choppy, you took up for him and said you didn't have a problem with it a couple of weeks ago. I hope you have a problem with this right here. Talking specifically about fitting with the opponent that you're about to play, and then, oh yeah, on top of it, you sucked by going 1 of 10 with 3 turnovers and only 3 points.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it a couple weeks ago because I think he's right. We all are auditioning for somebody else, just for either...
Just in general.
Yeah, because, you know, you could take the offer that you get from someone else and bring it back to your current employer and have them boost your rate. You know, you may like it here better, you may not. Who knows? With this, you know, I don't like the fact that he specifically talked about a certain team. But I'm just so desensitized to what Jason Terry has to say that, for some reason, and I can't explain why. I've been trying to figure out.
Because we're used to it.
You're not desensitized to Dez, though, when he does dumb stuff.
Well, a lot of stuff Dez does dumb is off the field. And Dez hasn't built up any capital with me either. Or anyone. Jason Terry's built up 8 years of good equity, good faith. And he's been...
Yeah.
He is. Look, there was a time when Jason Terry was the only guy on this team who would stand up for anything. Everyone else was a bunch of pansies on this basketball team for a very long time. And in terms of being that sort of that fighter mentality. And Jason Terry was that. He was cocky. He was the only cocky guy the Mavs had. I loved it. So he's built up some equity with me. Dez hasn't. So I'll give Jason Terry a little bit of a pass. I'm just desensitized to the whole thing, you know? I mean, I guess deep down inside, I've resigned myself to the fact that the Mavs have 15 regular season games left with Jason Terry and however many postseason games, and he's going to go on, move on to somewhere else, and go away with it. He's helped bring a title here. He was instrumental in that title run.
Vandergriff,
so I think he's built up a little bit of capital.
I think he's overextended it. And he's gone over the line.
Yeah, maybe.
A while back. 43733, Vandergriff on a fan text. Sharif, there was no commitment given to him by management. What do you want him to do? Good question. I want him to act like a professional. A guy who is under contract. Guys who get one-year deals don't and shouldn't talk about their next deal three-quarters of the way through the season.
Right.
There is such a thing in sports, guys, as a one-year contract. And that's essentially what Jason Terry's on. It's too much now. And I hope the next time they play, seriously, in order to shut him up and no one gets the crowd more hyped than he does, I really hope he's booed to act like a professional, stop disrespecting Mark Cuban, stop disrespecting your teammates. It's unproductive. Shut up and put the headband over your mouth and just play.
But you're saying, you know, he needs to somehow respect the front office. He's already shown that he doesn't do that. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, he was asked, you know, are you confident that you'll be back with this team next year?
Zero confidence at all. We already know what the management's told us they're planning for next year, but everybody in this locker room is trying to win this year and see what happens.
Now, you could be offended by that, or you could be offended by what he said yesterday when he was asked, you know, do you think you'll be back in the Mavs uniform? He said, quote, they said they want me back, but you can say all you want. You got to show me. Like Jerry Maguire said,
show me the money!
Okay, don't quote 90s movies.
He said that.
He said
early
that.
Early 90s. Early 90s.
Show me the money!
Phenomenal movie, though.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Oh, the scene at the very beginning with Kelly Preston.
So hot.
Here's the thing he's not factoring in. The Mavericks' plan may blow up. They're already not executing half of it.
Yeah, but if it already blows up, he ain't coming back. He's not going to re-sign with a team that's already going downhill.
How do you know?
Because he's going to chase another ring.
Is he?
He might chase. He just said, show me the money. If the Dallas Mavericks can't get the superstar, his value increases here.
It does.
And he'll go after the bigger paycheck with the city he's used to. And I could easily see him. I could see him re-signing here if they go and get the big dogs.
I think we're beyond harm. I think it's beyond repair.
You think
the
bridge is burnt?
I think it's beyond repair. You start talking about other people's teams. You start saying that, you know, I'm not going to be here.
I don't think Carlisle and Cuban have a problem with this at all. Do you? Do you think they do?
Absolutely. If I'm your employer and you're going out and already specifically naming other places that you wouldn't mind working for, I'd be pissed.
RJ is sitting here desensitized saying, all right, what else is new? Did he kill someone? Give me some news. How are they not?
Well, I don't think it bothers them because they know that he's out the door at the end of the season. And the only way that he can go somewhere else and be productive, if he's as good on the floor now as he's supposed to be next year. So they know they're going to get the best out of him either way. He's not going to suck on the floor because then he'll play nowhere next year.
Yeah, it's contract year.
So they're like, whatever.
I think that's exactly what they're looking at. You know, they see him as going somewhere else. And, you know, look, what precedent would that set if you brought him back here anyway? Here's a guy who was shopping for other jobs and you let him come crawling back to you, or you came crawling back to him?